Hello Audio Booers, it's me again, time for another Audio Boo, and I'm going to do a Boo review now of a film we've just come back from about half an hour ago, and it was Clash of the Titans. We didn't see it in 3D, we went to see it at the local cinema, the Capitol Theatre in Horsham. It's usually a theatre, there's a small cinema there, small little room, which we sat in, which was cold, and we ate popcorn from a plastic tub. Which has nothing to do with the film. Although actually, I can compare the film to eating popcorn. I love popcorn. And it's really nice. You know, it's, especially when it's warm and especially when it's salty. It's really nice and you get it in a tub, in a bag. You know, and it's good. And sometimes when it's good, popcorn's really nice. But sometimes, like today, when you eat it from a small plastic tub with a lid on it. And you can tell it's been in there for a little while. It's not really very nice. You know, it's not horrible, but you know, it's not the same. And that's what I felt like watching Clash of the Titans. You know, it's all right, but it's not the same. I mean, I'm not comparing it to the original Clash of the Titans, because that film is a big place in my heart. I love the original Clash of the Titans, and I knew they weren't going to do a sort of a faithful copy of it. Some bits were there, but it was just lacking something. You know, it had all the right elements, you know, action, adventure, leaping about, flying horses, gods, monsters, all that stuff going on. It just lacked something. You know, I'm not done a review before, and I know this probably isn't a very good one. Because obviously I should be able to pinpoint exactly what it is that it lacked. It just didn't make sense some of the time. And Medusa, for one thing, wasn't ugly enough. You know, she was supposed to be this beautiful woman who was suddenly made hideously ugly for some reason I can't remember. And what they'd done was just get an attractive woman, give her a snake's body and some snaky hair. You know, and she looked like a, you know, apart from the snake, she'd take her home to meet your mum and dad. I think that's what you do. The Kraken was good at the end. That was really well designed, and I really liked the look of the Kraken. And in fact, there could have been more things like that going on. I didn't like the fact that Perseus kept going, I don't want to be a demigod, I want to be, you know, just a human, before he leapt on his flying horse with his magic sword, which he didn't want to use the magic sword to start with. I'm giving away whole chunks here, I don't care. It was okay. I'm not going to buy it on DVD. I'd give it out of 10, 6. No, that's a bit generous, 4. 5. 4 out of 10. I'm going to think harder about these reviews. So yeah, that was Clash of the Titans. If you want to spend an hour and 50 minutes seeing something that's a bit alright and not that great, then, you know, go and see it. And look out for the Kraken at the end. It's worth waiting just for the giant Kraken. There we go, that was my Boo review, and I'll see you soon. Oh, it's all ooze. Ooh.